Talking about chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate? Dresden, you love chocolate?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? Like you said.
Our good friend Dresden Engel. You do so many things right now.
I do so many things. I have lots of titles and hats.
You have an agency, though, right?
I have a public relations firm called Dresden Public Relations, because why not?
Right.
Name it after yourself when everybody remembers your name, because it's so different. I also act and write and do comedy and sing and all the fun stuff.
I know. You know what? I have COVID brain.
Oh, my God. Dude. So I joke with the people in my office, because I read a thing about Gwyneth Paltrow being a little fuzzy since COVID.
Yeah.
So now in the office, they go, yeah, you and Gwyneth, twins, yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll just go Gwyneth, and that means...
Doesn't it happen just words don't come?
Well...
When you know what you want to say?
If you read an article as to why, it'll make you a little nervous. It's because it affects some receptors in your brain.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Woo, yay!
The residual effects. You had it then.
I had it, and everything you're saying I had, but yeah. I'm getting better. All vaccinated, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. I had it in November.
Ooh, okay.
So.
And you're still.
And I was down for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal. Everything anybody said was true.
Astrofest, that's the word I was looking for.
That's Astrofest, yeah. Sketch comedy troupe, more than 20 years old, like Saturday Night Live. We have so much fun, and we will be back. If Fringe has theaters and stages in September, the girls will be back.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, but what we're really here for is we're just, we haven't seen each other in a while.
Had to catch up.
It's been a long time.
Had to. But the reason why we're here is
EPI, yeah. Which used to be Epilepsy Prelude.
Yes. And
but they're rebranding themselves.
And they have just rebranded themselves. So two organizations came together, right? Epilepsy Foundation and Prelude, which obviously Epilepsy Foundation cares for children and adults who suffer from epilepsy. And Prelude is a whole array of developmental disabilities.
Okay.
So they're doing so much. It was a name people couldn't wrap their arms around. And at the end of the day, they really wanted folks to understand it really is an array of tailored services and managed care. So the EPI, for everybody's purposes to know, to wrap your head around it, is... I just blanked! Is... hold on. I've said it 3,000 times. Okay. So the name, so everybody can wrap their head around it a lot easier, and it nails the mission, empowering people's independence.
Gotcha. It's the COVID brain again.
We have COVID brain.
Yes. So I was just getting used to the Epilepsy Prelude thing, and now you changed the name.
I suffer from, the power of suggestion, and every time I heard Prelude, I thought praline, and I wanted something with pecans.
Yeah, I was going to say, it did sound like a dessert.
And it works for the chocolate ball.
Right.
So it's the 35th anniversary of the chocolate ball, which is the largest fundraiser for EPI.
Right.
Usually brings in about $150,000 a year, at the Hyatt, big
much
gala.
Much needed money.
Fabulous, much needed money for all the services and all the folks who are served. And chefs come in and they are invited to make elaborately decorated cakes to the theme.
It's like those TV shows, right?
Yeah.
Right?
But and then you can bid on them and take them home to your office and take them home to your family. And they're just magical. And there's always a theme. So we're still doing that, but we're just doing it virtual.
Okay.
And there are chefs involved. And the theme is summer camp. And that's one of the main things that money is being raised for through the chocolate ball. There is a camp called Camp Eager.
Mm-hmm.
And it is for kids with epilepsy through age 17. And this is the first time that kids can go to sleepover camp. When you have epilepsy and you can have a seizure at any moment, your lifestyle can be very, very limiting.
Right.
Your parents can't be away from you. One of my daughter's friends at school has to be in a wheelchair all the time because she might just fall down at any moment from a seizure.
Really?
Yeah. And so this camp, there's doctors, there's nurses, there's counselors who understand epilepsy. Kids can go away for the first time ever. So last week of July, for every $1,000 donation, a kid can go to camp who couldn't afford it, him or herself. So it's magical. My daughter's gone for 2 years. My daughter has epilepsy and cerebral palsy, and it was experience she never had before. And she's going to be going this summer again.
How old is your daughter
now? She's 14.
Wow.
And it opened an opportunity for her. Yes, there's a lake there. It's in the Southern Tier at a... camp that has every amenity you can imagine for that magical summer camp experience.
Well, this is unusual, and I love this angle here because Dresden angle because a lot of times I have people from the organizations here, but now I have a parent here that that deals with this. So you can tell us more about, because we got, why do people want to support EPI?
It's true. I mean, we are have magical other summer camps that do amazing things in this town, right? Kids with cancer, kids who, you know, have parents who are incarcerated. The sheriff's office handles that, right? There's Rochester area is amazingly generous. A lot of folks don't realize what epilepsy is or really how it affects somebody's life. And pretty much just means the neurons in your brain are misfiring.
Okay.
And it just, if they don't even know where to go in your brain, they're going to manifest themselves into a seizure. Crash course things I had to learn when my daughter was diagnosed at 6 months.
At six months, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So you've been dealing with this for a long, long time.
My whole
and
life.
And I swear, this is the first I know about it, and I've known you forever.
And when there's neurology involved, it's pretty scary, right? So you can't just go to camp. Nobody wants your kid there that they might have a seizure.
Yeah.
My daughter did a play recently because there are organizations that are open to kids with special needs. Thank you, OFC Creations. And we brought one of her friends who has epilepsy. Second she walked in the door, she went down. The entire theater was horrified.
Right, right.
And yet, this is kind of normal in her life.
Sure.
But if you're not familiar with it, it is so scary. So you go, you take your pills out, you go over the menu, you do everything with the doctors and nurses, and then you drive away thinking, okay, this is going to be the only time ever my child can be away from me.
Yeah.
So thank you, EPI, for that experience. And then also, because of the array of services that they do, beyond epilepsy, the other managed care that my daughter needs because she has cerebral palsy, we also manage all her services through EPI.
Now, she's 14.
Yes.
I have to assume that this doesn't go away when you turn 21 or something,
no,
right?
It doesn't.
So, so they must help out adults as well?
100%. And, you know, the camp, you know, they actually have a different camp.
Really?
I was just talking to the camp counselor, who the camp organizer, Mike Riddell from EPI, who's a magical, energetic, fabulous, compassionate person. Thank you, Mike. Was telling me just this week, you know, okay, you got a few more years at Camp Eager, but when your daughter does turn 18, we have another camp for adults called Camp Coast. So yes, it doesn't go away. And that's the scariest thing for parents with kids with disabilities.
Right.
What happens when the bus stop's coming? What happens when school's over? What do they do at 18? Well, EPI's already got another plan. There's still a summer camp experience called Camp Coast.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Do they help? I mean, is there in? Are they employed by normal? They have normal jobs, everything, right?
So epilepsy spans a lot.
Am I being really?
There are some kids.
Here?
Yeah, who if, you know, if medication? No, not at all. I love this. It just goes to show it's.
I'm just
we don't
curious
know a lot
because
about
I don't.
This.
Yeah,
the majority of the kids who have epilepsy that I see at Camp Eager, I would not classify it as special needs.
Right.
Right. They're probably not.
You don't know it. That's
you
why
don't
I've
know.
Seen your daughter
right?
before, so I never knew.
Well, my daughter, we're so lucky, right? She wears, you know, supports in her shoes. She used to wear braces on her legs. Only one hand works. But because you don't physically outwardly see it, you don't know.
Right.
Well, she has cerebral palsy. And if you look closely, you can tell that only one hand really works and so forth. But the majority of the kids don't have special needs. They're not in special needs classrooms at school. They just have to be medicated and people have to keep an eye out for them. They don't have a seizure while they're in public away from their families and their doctors and so forth. So, this is they can't necessarily do the things after school either that the kids do. So Camp Eager allows them to be like everybody else. And who would ever think, right, a chocolate ball aligned with health? But it is, because you got to have some fun. There's so many galas in town, right? So 35 years, the chocolate
this
ball
one's
is
always been a, yeah.
so much more fun. And you walk around and
just
you look at
chocolate.
These cake creations that you can do, take home through a silent auction.
So tell me, how are you going to do this virtually?
So how we're going to do it virtually is
explain it to me.
I will so explain it. So it is on the Monday after the day after Mother's Day. It is airing on Channel 13, 13 Wham. News anchor Matt Malloy is the host. As the chocolate ball chair, I'm very fortunate to stand alongside him and co-host. We talk to bakers. We do a little decorating tips on the air. But we also look at some video when we see Camp Eager in action.
Okay.
We hear from the kids how this has changed their lives. But we also have some fun during the half hour special. And then if you want to take it to another level and you want to sponsor, there are $50 chocolate boxes that you can purchase to eat snack while you watch the special. But also, since it's the day after Mother's Day, there's a $250 chocolate basket that has everything from Ledestri has donated Recipe 21 vodka. Tommy Burnett has donated
Iron Smoke
whiskey. thank you. I knew you'd get it because Tommy would kill one of us if we Iron Smoke whiskey. Andy's Candies donating chocolate and many other things in this box. Fabulous Mother's Day present that's going to help send a kid to camp. So chocolate and recipes to make specialty cocktails, chocolate themed. So it all stays with the chocolate theme. So adult beverages, chocolate, and you can still bid on the cakes. What more could you want?
Okay. Oh, so there are going to be cakes to bid on. It's just you're doing it virtually.
Doing it virtually, like and everybody else. But I think we're the only ones doing it virtually where, you know, we invite you to, you know, snack on chocolates.
I like that idea. So they're going to pick up a little box of stuff.
Yep.
So they can watch along and snack.
Watch along and snack. And there's a couple of different levels, right? Just a chocolate box. But then there's the gift basket, which you can, you know, gift to mom or grandma.
Right.
Or someone who's a mom figure prior to. And how fun for them to not only receive the basket, to know that their gift helped send a kid to camp.
Are there tickets? What do we do?
Yeah. So you just go to epiny.org. And you can click on Chocolate Ball, and you will have all the information. I want to give a shout out to Get Caked is also donating cupcakes.
Oh.
Just want to make sure Encore Chocolate and the Cake Place Chocolate Bomb. So just to make sure that everybody who's been an incredible donor gets a shout out. And epiny.org.
That's easy enough. Let's hope that next year we'll be talking about it being back across the street at the convention center from where we're sitting right
now. Actually, it's going to be at the Hyatt.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
still across the street.
Yeah, across the street. And we already have the date because obviously, right? Chocolate, Valentine's Day. It's always in February.
I was just going to say, this is late for this.
Yeah, it is late, right?
It's
because
usually Valentine's
we're all keeping
Day.
Our fingers crossed something else could be happening right now. But February 5th, 2022.
Okay.
So, sponsors have still been very generous, but we're hoping that folks will enjoy this chocolate opportunity. So I'll tell you a funny story. The last time I did something chocolate related, I interviewed at the Dryden Theater at Eastman
House.
Keep
it clean, okay?
It's so clean. Charlie from the Willy Wonka movie.
Yeah, the only
one that matters.
Right.
Sorry, Johnny Depp. So Peter Ostrom, I brought him to the Dryden for the 40th anniversary of the movie.
Doesn't he live in upstate New York?
He lives in upstate New York, and he's a large animal veterinarian.
Right, I was going to say, he's a vet. Yeah.
And I found him, and he came, and his mom and his brother live here. So I'm like, oh, you're already here for Thanksgiving? Great, we'll do it the day after Thanksgiving. Bless his heart. It was like the first time his whole family gathered and watched this movie with him. He and mom had to live in Germany to shoot the movie, but I digress. The next day, I go to edit the video of me, and you can find it online, Peter Ostrom, 40 years, Dryden Theater. I wore a bright blue dress, and I'm not a small girl. You get it?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next day, I'm like, oh, my God, why did I wear that to interview Charlie from the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
So I wore black this time.
I wore
black for this chocolate interview. Anyway, it's just a magical place. I can't say enough about EPI.
And I was going to say the name of the girl who turned into a blueberry.
Violet. You're turning Violet.
Right. And again, COVID brain. Let's just complain about that all the rest of the whole show here.
The rest of our lives. It justifies us being the age we are.
Again, I'm not blaming it on my age. I'm blaming it on...
No, he still looks like a rock star, ladies.
Yeah, I'm old, though. I'm so old. But we're almost done here. We're almost out of time. The cost to send a kid to camp, just wanted to give money.
$1,000.
And they want to send a kid.
$1,000. But if that is too high for you, just know your $50 and your $250 add up nicely.
That's it. That's
and
it.
And we thank you so much.
And there's no entertainment tonight on that night, right?
You know what's in the 7. You
I'm
know what's in the
guessing.
7 o'clock slot on
Isn't
Monday,
on,
the 10th?
On Channel 13, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what's on there.
It'll be entertainment with us.
Yes.
That's what we're going to call it.
Well, no, you're way more entertaining, I'd say. So this will be the 35th annual Choco Ball on the small screen, May 10th, 13 Wham ABC. Matt Malloy and Dresden Engel will be your hosts and hostesses with all the chocolate. And it all supports EPI. And the website, once again,
epiny.org.
That was pretty easy.
Tino, thank you so much. You just educated so many people today, and you made this EPI mom very happy. Thank you.
My pleasure.